Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You guys, I am so excited about this interview. I mean, out of the countless interviews I do during the week, this one is just so special and just, it just has such an allure for me and will for you too. George Christie is with us. He's the former president of the Ventura, California chapter of the Hell's Angels. And he's the on-air contributor for the new A&E series, Secrets of the Hell's Angels. So this great new special, this is going to be so cool. It premieres Sunday, April 14th, 10 p.m. Eastern on A&E, and it's all about the Hell's Angels, and George Christie joins us here on the National Defense. George, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Why do we have such a special feeling, special? Is it the allure? Is it the mystery? What is it about the Hell's Angels that, you know, just has that kind of unique sensibility to it?
Well, you know, I think America has always had a romance with outlaws. You know, they go back to Jesse James, Billy the Kid, and whatnot. And I think that the Hell's Angels, along with the other outlaw bike clubs, are, you know, they're modern day outlaws. And, you know, people romanticize about them, probably see a pack of Hell's Angels charging down the road at 80 miles an hour. And, you know, that guy sitting behind the wheel on his way to work's got to be thinking, man, I wish I was with them for 1 week.
Either, man, I wish I was one of them, or, man, I hope they don't look at me.
Well, that happens as well. And, we also get some looks from the wives, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll bet. Oh, that's so funny. We're talking to George Christie here, former president of the Ventura, California chapter of the Hell's Angels. And how long were you the president?
I was the president in Los Angeles. Then I took the handpicked some guys, moved up to my hometown, Ventura, California. And I was the president up here almost 35 years.
Wow. Wow. So you've seen it all. You've seen everything.
I have, and I've been through a lot, you know, three prison terms, assassination attempts, you know, wars with other bike clubs, but, you know, I had a lot of good times, too, you know, riding across the United States, visiting all my brothers, you know, throughout the country. So it's been a good life. You know, I'm not trying to glamorize my life, but I'm certainly not apologizing for the events that took place in it. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to create a historical record of what it was really like. So 100 years from now, somebody that has never met, you know, old school Hell's Angel will try to interpret what he thinks it was all about. I'm going to tell everyone what it's all about. You know, I have books out, I have a podcast, and now we've got this show, Secrets of the Hell's Angels, starting on Sunday. So, you know, there's a lot out there. You know, the club's been around a long time. You know, I spent 40 years living that life with the Hell's Angels. Prior to that, I spent my first 10 years running around as an independent in the outlaw motorcycle world, which can be an experience itself.
And now you did have a short stint with the military, too, right?
Yeah, I was in the Marines. And from the Marines, I became a Department of Defense worker. And they pulled my top secret security clearance when they found out I was leader of the Los Angeles Hell's Angels.
Yeah. I can imagine that. We're talking to George Christie here on the National Defense. And this A&E special, now this outlines all the things that you kind of talked about, including the assassination plot on Mick Jagger. Were you there for that?
Well, I was there for the negotiations of, the concert took place in December of 1969. A young man named Meredith Hunter pointed a gun at the stage. I never got the straight answer if he was firing or if he just pointed it. Alan Pizarro immediately reacted and stabbed Meredith, and subsequently Meredith died. Alan was indicted. You know, it was adjudicated. He was found that it was justifiable homicide because of the weapon involved. And we presented, as pre-agreed, any legal bills would be paid by the Rolling Stones. And Jagger balked on it. He didn't want to pay the $50,000. So, you know, he became the target of a bombing. One of the guys that was involved in the bombing became a government informant. And when he told law enforcement, you know, what had transpired. They immediately got a hold of the Rolling Stones, and the Rolling Stones cut the Hells Angels a check for $50,000. That was
Yeah, I'll bet they
So, did. Yeah, that's a true story. You know, I don't know. I don't think Jagger likes to talk about it. I know Keith Richards, who I think had the right idea. You know, I kind of agree with him. The bikes should have never been parked in the front of the venue. You know, the bikes were parked up front. They tried to use the bikes as a barricade. Right, I don't know whose idea. It was a nightmare. You know, people started knocking over the bikes. The concert goers, you know, start having problems with the Hells Angels, you know, trying to push them back. And, you know, it just went from bad to worse. Our relationship with Jefferson Airplane was ruined there. Paul Hibbets, a member from Oakland who I was very close with, wound up knocking out Marty Ballin because he was.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Watch the movie Give Me Shelter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. Right. Oh, we're talking to George Christie here on the National Defense, former president of the Ventura, California chapter of the Hells Angels and the on-air contributor for the new A&E series, Secrets of the Hells Angels, which premieres Sunday, April 14th at 10 p.m. Eastern. George, how did you initially get involved with the Hells Angels?
Well, you know, I was, as a young kid in the early 60s, late 50s, I was in junior high school. I was getting in trouble in Los Angeles. My parents decided to move to Camarillo, California, billed as one of the safest cities in the United States. And wouldn't you know it, there was an outlaw motorcycle club just on the outskirts of town called the Question Marks. And, you know, I kind of gravitated towards those guys. And the next thing I knew, I was riding around with them, you know, going to Bass Lake, going to Kern River, meeting other outlaw bike riders, you know, the Straight Satans, the Losers from Monterey, Satan Slaves, and ultimately the leader of the Los Angeles Hells Angels, Old Man John, kicked me under his wing, and I became a Los Angeles Hells Angels. And, you know, John, at some point in time in the late 70s, turned the club over to me in Los Angeles.
But, man, Yeah, what a wild ride. And, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, George, but I do know this. You don't knock over the bike of a Hell's Angel.
No.
I mean, come on.
Real predicament going to put yourself into. And, you know, and Keith Richards called it. He goes, I don't know why they parked the bikes in the front. He writes about it in his book. And, you know, I'm working on my fourth book, and I'm going to write about it in my upcoming book, Crossing the Rubicon. You know, I have books, I have a podcast. I did this show for A&E because I thought it was a great project. The first episode is really in depth with ATF agent Jay Dobbins as he infiltrates the Hells Angels in Arizona. He goes undercover for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And they pulled him out at the last minute because he was kind of getting sucked into the lifestyle, and, you know, people were concerned about his safety in law enforcement. The second episode deals with probably one of the most notorious clubs of charters in the 70s, the Cleveland Hells Angels.
And, yeah.
Very, very serious guys. You know, I know a lot about Cleveland. Had a Cleveland Hells Angel transferred to Ventura. He was from that era. But, you know, the Cleveland Hells Angels made a real impact in the 70s. They started, early 70s, they started that charter in Cleveland. They went to a motorcycle swap meet. There was another bike club there called The Breed. They came in mass numbers, over 100. There was a, you know, just a small group of Hells Angels. A fight ensued. And the Hells Angels left five members of the Breed dead on the floor of that.
Wow.
So that was their kind of announcement.
Yeah, this is serious stuff, man. I cannot wait to see Secrets of the Hells Angels premieres this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. George, thank you so much for the time, man. What an incredible life. And I can't wait to see the show.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.